Well, good morning. Happy Thursday. We're obviously in the 102nd day now. I think we continue to get closer together. I remain optimistic that we can get done in a relatively short time frame. I don't know whether that's 2 days or five or whatever the number ends up being, but I think we're definitely in that window. We'll be running some more bills today. Probably the biggest bill will, well, the biggest bill will run today. I don't know how long it will take, but we're going to address the mental health, or at least the mental health bill is scheduled to be debated today. Probably do maybe one or two bouncers, and maybe one or two other small bills. I continue to remain optimistic. We're working through different runs and the various proposals, or I should say the proposal. We haven't committed or agreed to anything yet. It's definitely interesting, and we're spending time on it. It's important to us to protect the homeowners and the residential property taxpayers in there, but we're working through it.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you're
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. I mean, they provided us a proposal. It's focused on the commercial property taxpayer. There's some other pieces in there, that's the essence of it.
Are Republicans holding tight to the, you know, across the board cut more or less on commercial property taxes versus the Democrat side, which wanted to do, you know, a total amount of assessed value up to, I think, 360.
You merged things in my mind there. Ask again.
The Republicans' version was more of an across-the-board type cut.
Yes.
The 40%, you know, reduction over years. And the Senate's version was more of, you know, let's cut up to a certain amount.
Both components are in there, and we're working through it.
So you have a little bit of both.
Yes. It's not my proposal. I don't want to get into the details of it. We're working through it.
Whose proposal is it?
As I understand it, it's a little bit of the governor's and the Senate, and now we're putting our mark on it. And again, the piece that we're going to go through, and we're going to make sure the homeowners and the residential property taxpayers are protected in it.
Any idea how soon
No, I really don't. I mean, we're still waiting on information on it, to be honest.
Is this something that you must do before you resolve the budget, or else there's a danger that it'll just fall apart and you'll abandon it again as you did last year?
My guess is it's something that happens contemporaneous.
Are you optimistic you're going to come to a resolution of an election last year?
Yeah, I am.
What is the dynamic at work this year compared to last year?
I think the dynamic, especially for April 19th, is there is greater interest in trying to work together. I see fewer ultimatums. I think people are trying to work towards solutions. I mean, that's what's been indicated to me. We're going through and looking at the runs and looking at how everything is to make sure that, you know, that is, those are the numbers. Make sure we know what those numbers are for sure.
Those numbers are going to change, 250 over the
multi-year. Yes, that was what was presented to me. Well,
obviously, to adjourn if that language approved last night is not included?
I don't think it's helpful to lay out ultimatums right now, so I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, I mean, it was obviously important to the caucus. you know, for all the dramatics associating this issue, it was a 12-minute debate. Went through it very cleanly, and we make sure that those dollars are focused on comprehensive women's health, and that a service provider provides a breadth of services, not just abortion services, and then obviously we eliminated taxpayer-funded abortions. So,
how many abortions are we talking about?
The number varies that I hear. It sounds to me like anywhere from half a dozen to maybe 2-3 times that.
Is there, not that there's any shortage by army around here, but in the same week that you passed this open meeting book records law, now you're standing here and you elected to share the details of this huge corporate or commercial property tax plan with the public. Are you for openness? Or
I'm not reluctant to share it. I'm reluctant to talk about it until I know I completely understand it. And that's what we're going through right now.
What has been the narrowed down difference in regards to the budget? It used to be $200 to $300 million difference. Are you now down to a matter of...
If I were to characterize it, I'd say, you know, tens of millions. You know, and that's what will hold us up from getting out of here is excessive spending. And, you know, we're very committed to making sure we balance ongoing revenue with ongoing expenses, and we're not going to spend one-time money on ongoing expenses. You know, that's the piece right now that we're, I think we're struggling with is what we would consider some of the excessive spending.
They voted to forbid that practice in the future, whereas you folks have voted to require nursing homes to notify the residents and their families if there is someone on the sex offender credit. How do you resolve these two plans? Do you marry them together? What's the discussion?
Actually, we haven't had a discussion other than the bill exchanging between the bodies right now, and we got to go through and I have not had a chance to read the bill. Actually, all I've really done at this point is read the reports that you guys have done. I haven't had a chance to see the bill. Actually, I assume we've received it, but I can't even confirm that for you. I will tell you, we would have concerns about removing the notification. And it's also not just about the residents, but I think it's also about the employees and so on and so forth. But I mean, I think the notification is one of the things that makes Iowa's approach to sex offender laws it gives them some level of robustness, is that people are just aware. That would be true if your premise was true, but even Senator Hancock said sex offenders could end up in nursing homes. I mean, at least that's what I read. I don't remember which one of your articles it was, but and my understanding was he was the floor manager of the bill, and he even said under their proposal, sex offenders could end up in nursing homes, but under the proposal, no one would be notified.
Are we talking about different kinds of sex offenders, sexual violent predators versus somebody maybe on the registry for some other reason?
That is not my understanding. It's not my understanding that it would be the classification of the sex offender, but rather how they got there. If that makes sense, as opposed to a judge ordered versus someone who just walks in the door and says, "Hey, I'd like to be a resident of this nursing home," that can still take place, and the notification is not required under their bill. That's my understanding.
That's what Senator Hancock explained.
Okay.
How do you see the shutdown playing out? You expect
smooth as silk.
You expect to have things in place by the end of today so that conference committees can start rolling through, and maybe are you meeting tomorrow? Are conference committees meeting tomorrow to have things printed up over the weekend so it's ready to go Monday, or what's your...
We have three conference committees meeting today, economic development, administration, regulation budget, and the ag DNR budget. My hope is we'll be able to get a couple more ginned up, and that, yes, they would reach conclusions, be able to vote on a report, and have that ready for us. I mean, it'd be great if they'd have them ready for us tomorrow, but I don't know that that's a realistic expectation, but my hope would be at the latest, there would be a report for us to vote on the first part of next week.
Did I miss something here? I thought the overall spending level wasn't set yet, so how are these conference committees doing
it? Because we've resolved things close enough that we think at least some of those budget, or excuse me, those conference committees can start their work.
Do you think you'll have most of the issues resolved by the end of today?
I would like to think so. I think if you change today to end of the week, I think I have even greater confidence.
What has been the resolution in regards to education spending, which seems to be the most, the widest margin and the most divisive discussion?
We're working through it.
How about fully funding property tax credits?
We're working through it. It has in my mind.
I understand that there are some Democrats that want to add on somewhere in the budget bills a hotline for bullying, a bullying hotline in regard to the incident that happened in Northwest Iowa over the weekend. Have you heard that in your caucus? Is that something that you
have
concerns for?
I haven't heard anything about that proposal until you just said it, so I have no response, I guess.
Okay.